Beer for Breakfast on Alt 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since 1993.
Well,
I'm right
there,
friends.
Let's do it.
All I want to do is drink beer.
We have made it to another Friday.
Barely.
All I want to eat is Empire.
The original, often imitated, never duplicated. 17,000 years running Beer for Breakfast. We've been doing this thing.
Long time.
Basically since the 90s. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Mid-2000s. Like 13 years running. But we love it. We love drinking. We love drinking with friends, and we love featuring good craft beer.
And Friday morning, just every single week, just hits.
And we've worked so hard this week, and we are gainfully employed once again on a Friday.
We're surprised every week.
Every week.
Stunned.
Like, it's still?
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Still, huh?
Huh. How about that?
Yeah.
You think it's like one of those things like back in the foreclosure era of 2008 to like 2012 when the banks just forgot about houses? You think that's what our company has done? They just forgot to lay us off or fire us?
They've been meaning
to. We just fly under the radar.
They're just so unimportant and underpaid that we don't even bother.
Which, hey, we will absolutely take it. And the beer that we are featuring today on the award-winning Beer for Breakfast, the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch.
The beer is award-winning or we are?
No, we are award-winning.
We are?
Yeah, we won an award once.
Yeah.
I also came, I was like voted third best looking man in the city.
You voted yourself to third best looking man.
No, I voted myself to second best looking man in the city, and then somebody else got like a vote bot and pushed me down. And
sure, they got a vote
stole
bot.
Stole my handsome thunder. Yeah. Those sons of bitches.
Should have stopped the count, huh? The election was stolen.
I would like a recount. I would like a recount. Where are the electors?
Yeah.
Where are the electors? So the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch. Comes in at 8.4% alcohol by volume. Today being served from a 4-pack and a 16-ounce beautiful aluminum can. I love Rogue is always very good with their designs. Rogue's been around out of the Northwest for a long, long time. One of the OGs that have been around. And, you know, very, very clean, but it's got a tiki cup on it. You know, just when you think of a party punch, you think of tiki stuff. And that the pineapple and the coconut on there kind of tell you what's in it, because this is a hazy pale ale brewed with pineapple and toasted coconut.
I don't want toes in my beer. Did you say toes?
Toasted.
Oh.
Toasted.
You act like you ain't never sucked on toes.
I have never sucked on a toe.
You ain't never sucked on a toe in your entire life.
I swear to God, I've done a lot of nasty stuff. I've never sucked on a toe.
After a couple of these.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Some toasted coconuts coming your way.
Sky in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, curious if we won our macaroni award for this segment.
I don't think the macaroni awards have been given out yet to the fine folks in radio. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability is how we rate every single beer. Let's start off with the look of the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch.
So the look of it surprised me because
it's darker than you would imagine.
It's called a pineapple party punch, right?
And dehydrated.
Yeah, it looks dehydrated.
It does look like dehydrated pee.
It looks like dehydrated pee.
It does.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. I have to pee pretty bad right now, so that's like the first thing that I'm just like, I'm looking at that and I'm like,
it's a dark orange. You know, I mean, there's some like almost like if you hold it to a direct light, there's some light amber that starts to shine through, very hazy. Not a ton of carbonation, but with a regular pour, you did get about 2.5 inches of very pillowy white head. Decent amount of lacing going down the side of my glass as we continue to drink. Let's move on to the next category, which is the smell of the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch. Let's take a big whiff.
Fragrant.
I'm getting some sweetness in there. Not a ton of hops.
Hops. For a hazy, you're not getting. I mean, there ain't no hops. There ain't hardly any hops in this that are coming.
Definitely
through.
Smell some alcohol though.
Alcohol is surprisingly prevalent, especially mine's been. I've had mine open for about 45 minutes. Mine is warmed up a little bit, so the alcohol is definitely more pronounced there, and a little bit of that like tropical punch. You know, kind of like you would like Hawaiian tropical punch. It has a bit of that to it. And it's not overwhelming, and it's not like a coin sweetness, but there is a underlying sweetness overall.
It tastes to me like, did you ever, whenever you were at a frat party, you're saying tropical punch.
Yeah.
And like,
you talk about
like
jungle juice.
Yeah. It tastes like a hooch to me.
It kind of has some jungle juice vibes to it, for sure.
I mean, like somebody like with like good beer. I mean, obviously, I know that usually when you would do that, if anybody would put jungle juice like with beer, is always Bud Light, so like get that out of your head. But I mean, it definitely has the pairing of
wait, they would mix beer and jungle juice together?
So, like, it would be more, not, like minus the alcohol, but, like, sometimes, like, it depended on the party or, like the tailgate. If you wanted to, like, prolong, like, what you were drinking, they would mix, like, some, like, juice and beer.
Yeah. But, oh, no.
So, yeah, I mean, but it's, like, college. Come on. Like,
no, even
everything.
In college. No. Just keep
we
them separate.
Okay, we were trash.
Okay,
right?
fair. I'll,
But yeah, no, or even like the lunchbox shots is kind of what I'm is reminiscent to me of, where it's just like, you know, beer mixed with whatever, like the almond cherry liqueur is. I can't remember. Amaretto.
Yeah,
but yeah, so it's just, it's a good flavor. It's a little bit different, though. I'm not sure if this is like a gateway of sorts. I feel like you already got to be in the pool in order to enjoy this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's some hazies out there that if you're traditionally not a beer drinker, but you love, let's just say, mimosas, that will blow your, you know, knock your socks off, and you'll be happy at a Sunday brunch. This one's a little bit different, as I think you're spot on there. Cheers. I don't know if you've had a chance to take a drink, Dave, but
I've had
several
lot.
Drinks,
yeah.
But I'm going to take another drink of the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch before we get to my review.
Yeah, so
it's tart.
I was expecting, like, when you call it pineapple party punch, that you're going to have a lot more sweetness to it,
yeah.
And there's just not. Like, it's tart, and then it has that, like, hop bite on the backside.
But it's very mild. That's a very mild hop bite, I think.
Kind of.
It's not. It's different.
It's definitely there.
It's there, and it's just not getting masked by any of the fruit, which is what I'm like.
Well,
so
it's
confused
not. It's
about.
Not overly pineapple-y, you know, for being called pineapple party punch. I almost feel like
I get any pineapple.
I get more coconut than I do.
I am getting a lot of coconut.
I get a lot more coconut than I do pineapple. The pineapple, like, pineapple is one of those. There are a couple breweries across the country that do pineapple really well. It's a harder fruit to work with when it comes to brewing, because you got to use a lot and you got to use it in the right way. This one, again, I was expecting it to be big pineapple forward just because of the name. I think it does have a nice juiciness to it. There is that. It does remind me of a punch.
Yeah, it's a punch.
It reminds me of a punch. It's just, if you would have told me this was a, like, almost a mixed drink, I wouldn't necessarily believe right off the bat, but I could see, like, oh, maybe.
You drop a big fat ice cube in this thing.
Drink it through a straw.
In a tumbler through a straw, and you're like, yeah.
Mahoney, for me, whenever I'm drinking this, I mean, it's to be quite honest, it's just not one of my favorites. I think
you
brought 1,000 that are just so much. I'm not saying that this is a bad beer.
It's not a bad beer.
You brought better.
Oh, for sure.
But with that being said, I was expecting, because whenever you have fruit, a lot of times, whenever the fruit is paired with that hazy taste, it just doesn't. It just feels like two combos that are there and they're not really working together. It's like they're two flavor profiles that aren't matching. That's exactly right.
Like this beer is doing multiple things, but in my opinion, not doing
not
any
balanced.
Of them like really well.
And that's
my favorite part of this beer is the 8.42%.
Yeah,
the booze amount.
And the packaging. This is one
it's
of those
a good
things.
Looking
this
package.
Is like, this is
that's
a good looking can. This is something that absolutely, you know, I'm a sucker for marketing. You know, I'm a sucker for just branding in general. I would pick this beer up.
Yeah,
you pick the beer up based on just the packaging.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a good-looking package, so you're going to grab it, but then it's
that's
not
why I grabbed it.
It's not going to
perform.
And
then it's middling.
Yeah. I will grab any good-looking package that I see. Yeah, the alcohol is more present than I kind of imagined, especially considering I've had some triples in the 10 and 11 and 12% range that you just mask it completely. And this one, the alcohol is present. That coconut is very present. A light pineapple. But there is like a weird fruiting, like a fruit punchness
it's
to it that exists.
Hard to describe.
It's an interesting beer. You may love this. I like it. I don't love it. The mouthfeel, medium body, this thick. The drinkability at 8.4% alcohol by volume. I think this is a beer that you know you're going to drink, but I'm a one beer, one and done with this.
Yeah.
I am not. I would not finish a four pack of beer of this.
I don't know if I can even finish this one.
That's
it's
fair.
It's also like the sweetness in my mouth. Like it's like, you know, whenever you feel like you got like the sugar bugs on your teeth,
yeah.
It's like I feel like I just need a tongue scraper.
Yeah.
And I've only had like a couple sips.
Yeah.
Like Mahoney, I'm with you. I don't even know if this is a bathing suit beer.
This is definitely not a bathing suit beer.
It's just like, and again, with some of these beers, when they are it feels like it's supposed to be a light beer, right? A lighter.
I would pick this
summertime,
up thinking
maybe.
That this is a summertime
beer
and
it's
not.
It's more of a fall beer. I believe that. But for me, you know, it's and price point is high.
Yeah.
And you throw that in there, and I think that all plays to the score that I'm going to give it right now, Dave.
Here you go.
Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scouts from MCI, I give the Rogue Pineapple Party Punch a 3.5 out of 5.